is a very shocking story from my home state of Massachusetts. This is unbelievable to me. Maybe you heard about this by now. 17 teenage girls at Gloucester High School in Gloucester, Massachusetts, are pregnant. 17 high school girls are pregnant, all 16 and under. The girls had a pact to get pregnant so they could all raise their babies together. Yeah. Yeah. This is called Juno the Home Game.
Talk show host Jay Leno joked about it, but it was a serious controversy in Gloucester in the summer of 2008. The fishing village north of Boston drew international media attention after a report that a spike in the teen pregnancy rate was the result of a pact among teenagers. The story also inspired a movie on the Lifetime television channel just a few weeks ago.
Our girls are getting pregnant at an epidemic rate.
Lifetime presents a movie.
What were you thinking?
You get to dress them up in cute little matching outfits.
That offers the mystery behind their motive.
Did you want to get pregnant?
The report of the so-called pact was later rejected, but nearly 2 years after the fact, pact remains a four-letter word in Gloucester. Tonight, a new documentary screening in Cambridge tries to answer the question, what really happened in Gloucester that summer? We're joined in the studio this morning by Kristen Greco, producer of the documentary, The Gloucester 18. Kristen, good morning, and thanks very much for coming into the studio this Thursday morning.
Thank you for having me.
As I understand it, you tried to answer the question of what happened in Gloucester by spending time with the girls at the center of the controversy. Let's listen to a little of what some of them had to say.
My friends basically look at me and say, happy it's not me. Yeah, thanks.
I don't go out with my friends as much. I don't sleep out at my friends' houses as much. I sit home and take care of my son.
You know, you think that, oh, well, I have a baby. It's a doll that I get to play with. No, it's a real person's life, and you can't screw with that.
I have to say, one of the things that's striking about these girls is how young they seem. And of course, they are, most of them relying on their parents for helping raising their babies. Would you say many of these girls are having a difficult time with motherhood?
I think motherhood is difficult for any woman at any age. And for these girls, a lot of them, you know, the fathers aren't involved at this point, so they're doing it on their own with the help of their parents. So they're young and they're trying to finish high school and have their babies, and it's certainly difficult for them to do that.
Let's get to the pact question. Some say it wasn't a pact, but your documentary does show, as I understand it, that some of the girls did want to become mothers. What were the reasons you found for the girls who tried to get pregnant, or at least didn't try to not get pregnant?
There seemed to be a lot of lack of interest in protecting themselves against pregnancy, so you can conclude that some of them, you know, did want to become pregnant. And you heard the typical things, you know, they wanted somebody to love. Some of them had come from unstable family lives, and they were looking to start their own family, their own new beginnings. And then there were some more traumatic incidents as well. One young woman witnessed a murder-suicide when she was a young girl, and after that felt that she wanted to pursue stability and actually pursued that by becoming pregnant at 15.
But did they have a pact to get pregnant together?
The word pact is really inflammatory, and it's not one that I would use to describe these girls. There was certainly no level to me in any of their stories of sort of a group agreement or a blood oath or anything that's been portrayed in the media. But there was some level maybe of seeing one another getting a lot of attention and maybe following along with each other that way.
So more in the way of peer pressure.
Yeah,
in a way.
Yeah, or you could call it maybe groupthink. Just sort of a lot of them were the kinds of girls who weren't getting a lot of attention to begin with. And so this was a way in Gloucester that year to get some.
The doctor who ran the Gloucester High School Health Clinic at the time of the controversy, Brian Orr, resigned in a dispute over whether the clinic should provide birth control. The clinic does distribute birth control now with parental consent, or now runs a private clinic and says there are signs that some good has come out of what happened.
In our town, a lot of positive things have happened. Nobody really wanted to have a dialogue on what to do and how to prevent teen pregnancy. Everybody wanted an answer about why these pregnancies happened. It's a different perspective now. Now people are much more in this community focused on not letting this happen again.
Kristen, your view, has Gloucester changed? And if so, has it changed for the positive?
Sure. Well, I don't spend as much time up in Gloucester now that the documentary filming is done, and we did focus mostly on the girls. But I do know that Gloucester's put in place mentoring programs to help girls see a vision for the future, which was part of the problem, I think, in the first place. And I do hear that they're more open about reproductive issues among teenagers now. So that's a very positive thing. That being said, the pact thing is still something that they're very, they really don't like talking about that issue because they felt like like it was an unfair piece of attention on Gloucester.
Tell us about the why for you. Why did you make this documentary about Gloucester now, two years later?
I was a reporter in Gloucester when the pregnancy pact story started before it was a pact. And so when the story became a national one, I was invited to work on this documentary. And the national story portrayal never sounded quite right to me. I think we went in looking for the truth to find out what actually had happened in Gloucester by talking to the girls themselves. And I believe we're the only people who actually managed to talk to the majority of the girls involved and really understand from their perspective what had happened and found some real universal truths about teen pregnancy along the way.
So you feel like you found the truth?
We do.
And you feel like you shed some light?
We absolutely do, on not only Gloucester, but on teenage girls and teen pregnancy in general.
Kristen Greco, producer of the new documentary, Gloucester 18, thank you very much for coming in. Very good to meet you.
Thank you, you too.
And good luck with the film.
Thanks very much.
Which screens tonight at the Kendall Square Theater in Cambridge.